Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. Glad to have you aboard. It is Talk About It Thursday, and I want to welcome you all.
You don't want the wrong people riding with you.
I hope everyone's day is going well, and I hope you're ready to talk about some HR things, some HR issues. I want to tell you a little bit about us, All for HR and Business Solutions. We were founded in 2009, and what we focus on building small and mid-sized enterprises, their workforces. We have clients all around the United States, and so what we do is we strategically manage the back office of small and mid-sized companies from 2 to 37 employees. We also have a customer service professional division where we provide remote customer service professionals to Fortune 500 companies. You can review all of our open positions on allforhr.net/job board. We have great positions available, again, all over the United States, and we have a great remote position that we are working to fill now. And so feel free, again, to review our job board. Our divisions also consist of a job placement division where we are partnering applicants with great organizations. So we have some great positions on our job board we want you to take a look at if you are looking to relocate or you know of someone in Chicago. We have a great sales position, Mercer sales position in Mercer, Illinois, or Mercer sales position in Chicago, Illinois. And so you want to check that out. We also have a Mercer sales position that we're working to fill in Southfield, Michigan as well. We are looking for several positions, and we want you to, again, take a look and see if any of those positions are what you're looking for. Again, we have, again, several positions. We have a position in San Jose, California, which is another great position that you can take a look at. And all you have to do is, if you're interested in one of those positions, just forward your resume, and we will get the information to you and get some questions answered to see if you're a great fit for that position, for that client. So we have positions in, again, San Jose, a program manager, and we have an engineering manager that we're looking to fill in Nashville, Arkansas. We're looking for a human resource manager in Humboldt, Tennessee. That position is a great position, and though that client is looking to fill that position right away. We're looking for a customer service representative in Horsham, Pennsylvania, and an associate attorney in North Carolina. We're also looking for an accounting manager in North Carolina. Both of those positions are in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're looking for a commercial mechanical construction project manager in Louisiana, a senior account specialist in Lakeville, Minnesota, and finally, a service delivery team leader in Norwood, Massachusetts. We're also looking for an in-house part-time marketing intern for Offer HR Business Solutions, and you can go directly to the website, offerhr.net/job board. And you can actually click on apply and apply right there. And again, that great remote customer service professional position is open for individuals, all applicants all over the United States. And you can, again, apply directly on our website. If you get a moment, feel free to go to offerhr.net and take a look at what's going on in our company and what things we have scheduled. All for August is our progressive discipline month. So all the month of August, we are reviewing progressive discipline policies and practices and procedures. You can actually go on our website and click on the desk of for HR and get a free progressive discipline checklist. We are here at Offer HR and Business Solutions on the air every other Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. And we're so happy to have you with us. Our next show will be on September the 7th again. 12:30 to 1:30. We're going to have some great guests in September. We're all putting together a meetup that is going to happen on September the 28th. That's going to be in Allen Park. And so that meetup that was scheduled for the end of August has now been rescheduled to the 28th. So we're giving you some time to come on down and meet with us and meet other HR professionals. And also find out what kind of HR events that are going on in Offer HR Business Solutions and see what we can do for your organization. And that's going to be in Allen Park. So that'll be the information will be out on that momentarily. And, again, you'll be hearing more about that because we're looking forward to meeting you. So we have some great things going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. And, again, I want to welcome you to the show. We usually have a Google Hangout that alternates on the weeks that we don't have or alternates from the weeks the Offer HR on the air with Offer HR on Tuesdays. But we're actually, next week, we're going to do something a little different. And so we're going to do a Facebook group, and we want to chat with you in our Facebook group and want you to join our group. You'll see the great new products that Offer HR is putting together to help you grow your business. Again, if you're looking for information, you're having some issues or some challenges, or you want to grow your company, you're having some challenges in growing your workforce, we are here to help you with that. And so we are accessible in many ways. Our new Facebook group, again, will be starting momentarily, and then you can always reach us on our chat box. Which is at offerhr.net. We have a chat box there. You can actually chat with someone live with your HR questions. And we also have our Offer HR hotline. So you can call in and call that number, which is 844-425-5447. And that is four HR is the acronym for that telephone number, and you press option 4. And you can, if no one answers, you can leave a message, and someone will get back to you momentarily if you have an HR question. So you can follow us on Twitter at All for HR. Our Facebook page is All for HR Business Solutions. So we're ready. We're really accessible, and we want to know what we can do to help you grow your HR and help your employees become more engaged. If you're having any recruiting issues or retention issues, we're here to help you with those as well. Again, we manage small companies from 2 to 37 employees, and we have various forms to take care of your employees while you focus on growing your business. Our motto here at All for HR and Business Solutions is business can be a circus, so don't let HR be the elephant in the room. So again, our focus this month is progressive discipline. And so we have some things. Again, don't forget to head on over there and on offerhr.net and click on Interact with Us and go to the desk of All for HR. We'll probably put that on that front page, though, make it a little easier for you so that you can get your free progressive discipline checklist and just see where your program is. Has it been updated? Is it yielding the effects yielding the results that you are hoping to achieve? Are you having high turnover or retention issues or recruiting issues? So whatever challenges you're dealing with today in your company, we want to know about them. We want to know how we can help you with them. Also, if you have some programs or some policies and procedures that you put in place that are yielding great results, we want you to share them with us. And you can leave that on our website, on our job board as well. In the contact us, and we perhaps something that is that a policy or a program that you have implemented in your company that is yielding great results can help someone else, help another organization. And so we'd like to hear about those. You have some events you want to get that information out. We can actually get that information out in our social media networks as well. So some things that are going on, again, the progressive discipline is our focus for the month of August. And so all month we are looking at policies and helping you to update your progressive discipline policy or program. A policy that we have, we are actually looking at for this week's show is we're looking at adopting a drug testing policy. And if you have a drug testing policy in place, I'm hoping that you have updated it and make sure that it is aligned with your state regulations for drug testing policy. And so some things to keep in mind to consider in making the decisions regarding your drug testing is who will be tested, whether it's current staff only, or just job applicants only, or perhaps applicants that are in safety sensitive positions, like high-low drivers versus a secretary, or things of that nature. What types of tests will be conducted? Possibilities include like pre-employment, if there's reasonable suspicion of drug use, accident, when, again, perhaps you want to you may suspect an applicant was in an accident, and so there may be some reasonable suspicion there. Random drug tests or post rehabilitation tests. Some states allow type testing, but others do not require them. So again, you want to make sure that your policies are mandated by the state that you're in. You also, in your policy, want to make sure you determine what drugs you'll be tested for. See what drugs are allowed to be tested for in your state. Again, I emphasize that your policy must be mandated by your state law. So what is they work in Michigan may not work in the same as what is being tested for in the state of Illinois. A lot of companies actually, to be safe, mirror the regulations and the policies of the Department of Transportation. And some actually go beyond the Department of Transportation's regulations, but the DOT is a great template, a great guideline to get you started if you don't have one in place, or even if you have one in place you want to update it. You can look at the Regulations Department of Transportation, which you can find on their website. You can also find them on the Department of Labor website. How tests will be conducted. Different test modes are available: urine, blood, saliva, and hair. Different states dictate the conduct that you use for testing. So, again, make sure you are in compliance with your state regulation. We want to welcome you again to the show. If you want to call in, please feel free to do so. Call in with your questions. You can call in at 320-870-4359. If you have progressive discipline questions or you want to request some information regarding a specific topic, you can do that as well. Again, the number is 323-870-4359. We are here till 1:30. Want you to, if you're looking for to change employment, or you're familiar with someone in another state, we are hiring different positions, various positions in different states across the country. We are looking for, again, remote customer service professionals throughout the United States, a great work at home position. And we are also looking for a Mercer sales professional in Southfield, Michigan. If you're interested in any of those positions, please feel free to go to the offerhr.net/job board and see what positions we have available. You can find out about those, more information about those positions by forwarding your email to your resume to us directly, and then we'll do some screening to see if you are a good fit for what our client is looking for. And again, that's at offerhr.net/job board. Again, we are here every other week, every other Thursday, and from 12:30 to 1:30. And every month we have a topic that our company focuses on. Our next show is going to be on the 7th of September, and 12:30 to 1:30. and we're looking forward to having some great guests in September and October and November. And so we want to, again, we want you to take a moment to visit our virtual home, see what's going on there, and let us know what's going on at your organization, you know, as a business owner or as a, you know, a HR manager or director. If you are in a nonprofit organization, any, you know, whatever company you have, what challenges you have, we'd love to hear them. We'd love to hear what challenges you have and how we can help you. So going back to our August is Progressive Discipline Month, and you know this month was my birthday, so again, it's not too late for you to pop on over to offerhr.net and like our website, or follow us on Twitter or our Facebook page, Offer HR Business and Business Solutions is on Facebook. So it's not too late for you to drop by and send me a birthday wish. And still, you know, us Leos, we celebrate all month. Not too late. We'd love to have both birthday wishes. And I want to thank everyone for the birthday wishes that I have received. I received so many. And I thank everyone that has taken a moment out to wish me a happy birthday. So, again, don't forget, if you have not done so, to go over to the offerhr.net and get your free progressive discipline checklist. You never know how it can help you. It may bring some things to light for you with your policy that you have not thought about yet. And so we want you to go on over there and pick that up. And we're looking for you to call into the show, 323-870-4359, to call in and give us your progressive discipline questions, or if request some information. We'd love to get you some information regarding employment engagement. If you're looking on how to engage your employees more, if you're detecting you have some disengaged employees, give us a call. Give us a call on the hotline at 844-425-5447. And that is option 4. Or go to our live chat at offerhr.net and let us know what do you need help with. You know, our mission is to grow your company. Again, we offer full back office HR services, and so we concentrate on your HR while you concentrate on your business. And so with regard to what we're covering today, we're discussing the progressive discipline and actually the substance abuse policy that you have in your you currently have. No, everyone has one, but you want to make sure it's updated in your employee handbook. It's September now, so almost September. I'm moving us a little further, but that your policy is updated along with all your handbook is updated. You do recommend that you do update your employee handbook once a year. Some employers do that every other year, but we do recommend every year because that's what we know, human resource management, labor relations, employee relations, they are an ever-changing animal, and so things can change daily and for any situation. If you are looking for a handbook, shoot us an email, let us know. And we will be glad to work with you on getting you a new one or getting one in place or updating your current employee handbook. So, again, we still have time for you to call in 323-870-4359 is the number to call in and give us your corrective discipline questions. So the policy, again, that we're talking about is we're talking about the substance abuse policy, which is actually one of the most difficult and uncomfortable to implement and even enforce. By no means do we want to do the ostrich, stick your head in the sand, and hopefully hope it'll go away, because we know that's not going to happen. So it's important that we address those issues head on immediately, so that they do not spill over. And in all instances, you want to make sure safety is the most important thing in any workplace. And so there lies your substance abuse policy. So, policy, there's no way that any policy will cover every situation. But when employers lack a certain situation that they know is not addressed, then it's important that you do update your policies, because policies included in your employee handbook protect not only the employer, but the employee as well. And so some situations that we're going to talk about a little bit are situations where you may not have accurately covered that policy in your handbook. Don't forget, it's still time to call in, 323-870-4359 for your progressive discipline questions, or if you want to request some information on a specific challenge that you're having in your workplace, we're glad to get that information to you. And so an example that we wanted involving substance abuse and that policy is when a supervisor is showing erratic behavior and the company suspects that there's drugs or alcohol. But that supervisor has never been tested for a reasonable suspicion. A lot of times those reasonable suspicion tests are done with staff, not necessarily with supervisors. And so what in that instance, you have to make sure that policies, especially where safety is a concern, are addressed across the board, not just with support staff or staff, but for any given situation, that it's addressed with supervisors as well. With supervisors. And so that's one that may not be covered in your policy. And so it's something that you definitely want to update in your policy, and the procedures for addressing a supervisor who may be suspected of drug abuse. You still have time to call in, 323-870-4359. Another situation that may not be involved in or included in your policy handbook is when an employee gets into a fender bender that It doesn't appear to be his fault, but the company policy is to test employees who are involved in the accident. But in that instance, perhaps the term accident, quote unquote, is not clearly defined in the handbook. And in that instance, you want to be clear that tests will be administered where the fault of the employee is suspected. And so that's another situation that may not be addressed in your employee handbook. So these are all situations that you might want to take some notes down and look at your policies and just see if your policy accurately reflects these situations as well. And again, you can't cover every single policy. That's why we have a clause that, you know, is subjected to change. The policies in the handbooks are subjected to change. So you want to make sure you keep those things in mind when you're throughout the course of the year, when you are updating your handbook. If you have not done so, you can give us a call. We can definitely update your handbooks for you. Or if you don't have one in place, which I know everyone has an employee handbook in place. Correct? Correct. But just in case you don't, give us a call at 844-425-5447 or shoot us an email at offerhr@offerhr.net. And so another situation that you may not have adequately covered in your handbook, another situation in your substance abuse policy is when a candidate for a new position takes pre-employment drug tests and tests positive for marijuana. Oh, boy, there we go again. That marijuana thing is really getting us here lately. The laws have been changing so much and very quickly with the laws for protecting employees and employers with regard to marijuana use by employees, medical marijuana use. Let me stand corrected. Medical marijuana. And so the employee who is the suspect who tests positive for marijuana explains that she was partying on the weekend, but didn't realize that she would be interviewing. And so because it was set up at a short notice. And so marijuana stays in your system, as you know, it stays in your system for days after its ingestion. And so this is a plausible explanation. But she's still a great candidate, and the company still wants to hire her. And so you want to, and that is the situation, you know, the medical marijuana policies are actually a great addition that all employers are making sure they are addressed in their employee handbook. But this is a situation that may not be addressed in there. And so in that instance, you know, you can, if she tested positive, you can wait maybe 30 days or so and then test her again and see if, she test positive again, the marijuana laws are medical marijuana laws are definitely a sticky situation for employees and employers. So you want to keep that in mind in your substance abuse policy. When you are implementing or adopting a drug testing policy, you want to be clear on what's covered in your policy. Instead of stating all employee specific, so there is no question as to who's going to be tested. And you state whether it includes supervisors or independent contractors or temporary employees or part-time employees or seasonal employees or only since. And then you have to list the the jobs that are considered as safety sensitive, if that's the only ones that you are, the only employees that you are, that you're testing. Again, we are here every Thursday. Again, our next show is on the 7th of September. And again, I told you that we actually have, we're going to starting a Facebook group. So we're going to move that the Google Hangout over to our Facebook group. And so I want to invite you to stop on over there tomorrow and join our group. And you're going to see some great things that Offer HR is offering to help you grow your business. So to help you improve your HR, to, you know, have you prepared for whatever challenges are coming your way in the workforce. Because HR, again, is ever-changing. Business is a circus. And so we don't want HR to be the elephant in the room. We have a lot of things that's going on. We have our meetup that's coming. That's going to be in Allen Park. You want to hear more information on that? So the meetup that was scheduled for the end of August has been rescheduled to September 28th. And you want to hear more information about that. Our new division, our job placement, is well underway. So we want you to get over there to the job board and see some information, something there, some positions there that interest you, or that you know someone who is looking for a position. Again, we have a Mercer sales position in Southfield, Michigan. We're working diligently to fill. And we have a human resource manager position in Humboldt, Tennessee, that client is anxiously working to get that position filled, and so we're working in connection with them to get that done. We have position associate attorney in North Carolina, along with account management, and both of those are in Charlotte, North Carolina. So to see what all positions we have available, just like I said, go on over to theofferhr.net, net more jobs, and or the job board, where you'll see we're looking for a part-time marketing intern. That's an in-house position for Offer HR and Business Solutions. We're excited about that. We're excited about the things that are going on in our business. We're excited about our clients and those that are joining the firm, joining the Offer HR family, and we're working to grow their HR and get those onboarding practices in here, and making sure that they are working to make sure the companies are onboarding applicants and greeting them and creating long existing employee-employer relationships. So again, that out, check those out, and again, we're on Facebook. So we want you to come over there tomorrow and join our group. You can follow us on Twitter, Offer HR, or you can chat with us on our website, offerhr.net. There's a chat there that's always open. Well, for the most part, it's open. If someone's not on there, you can definitely leave a message and someone will help you or answer your questions. And don't forget our hotline, which is the number 4, all, number 4 again, HR. And that's option 4, 844-425-5447 is the number that you can call. So we are still have time for your progressive discipline questions, and we're so glad to have you aboard. We are branching out and starting a division, a temporary staffing division. So businesses that are looking for temporary employees, please shoot us an email at allforhr.net. We'll be happy to give you some more information regarding that. And, you know, whatever we can help you with, we or in your HR, we're more than happy to do the same for you. You want to make sure, again, August is our Progressive Discipline Month, and so all month we've been talking about implementing new progressive discipline policies or updating policies or addressing what questions you may have regarding your policy or regarding any situation that you may be chased in your workplace that requires progressive discipline. Let me point out that we're not only answering just progressive discipline questions. We're glad to have any of your questions. Progressive discipline, however, is our focus for the month of August. And so I hope that you've gotten over there and gotten your progressive discipline checklist. It's on the website, allforhr.net, where you can click on there and download your progressive discipline checklist. Hope this can help you. With regard to the substance abuse policy, which is the policy that we're talking about today, you want to ensure that your supervisors are trained well on those policies, well, all policies, and all of your policies. You want to make sure your supervisors are properly trained, that your supervisors are consistently administering those policies and not playing favoritism and, making sure that they are being fair across the board. That's, a key way to keep your employees engaged and keep friction down in your workplace. And so the reason that you want to make sure is that they are trained, because the supervisors, they're in on the front line, they're observing skills and the knowledge of employees and their ability to handle situations. And so they have to be sensitive. You may consider sensitivity training if in your workplace, if you have not done so. It is very important that, again, supervisors are sensitive to employees and the staff, sensitive to the situations they may be going through. While they do have a job to do, you have to remember that our staff are people too, and so there may be underlying issues that a particular applicant or employee may be experiencing that is resulting in the behavior that is going on with an employee. Substance abuse is, again, one of the most difficult policies to administer. Oftentimes, those situations go unchecked for too long. And so, again, safety is most important. And so you want to make sure that your supervisors are trained, they have sensitivity training, and to correctly handle situations where substance abuse may be suspected. And you have to keep in mind that not every substance abuse issue will involve employees who are abusers. Some of them are, again, the medical using medical marijuana for illnesses and things of that nature. So you have to keep in mind of those and be sensitive to those issues. Employees may not only be suffering from side effects of medical marijuana, but also of prescription drugs. So you want to keep those things in the forefront of your mind. And when those things are suspected that they're headed, they're addressed head on. So if you have some questions or you want need an updated substance abuse policy, I want you to, by all means, let us know, shoot us an email, and we'll be glad to help you with that. Don't forget to get over there to offerhr.net and get your progressive discipline checklist. Made that for you. And so we want you to get that and see, you know, and determine where your progressive discipline is, your policies are. Do they need to be updated? Are they yielding the results that you are seeking to get from that policy? Progressive discipline is not something that you may use often, but when it is utilized, you want to make sure that the policies are in place, they are updated, and it's consistent. So we are we're winding down here, and we still got time for your calls, though. So if you want to give us a call with a question, you can call us at 323-870-4359 and give us your progressive discipline question. Again, August is our progressive discipline month, and we're so glad to have you aboard joining us today for lunch with Offer HR and Business Solutions. Again, we want you to, our group will be open tomorrow. We're going to start a group, and so we're going to kind of move our Google Hangout on Tuesdays over to our Facebook group. And we want you to join the group, and you can see the products that Offer HR is, you know, getting to out to small and mid-sized businesses with regard to growing their workforce, onboarding, effectively onboarding new employees, improving their employee engagement, and just managing, building their organizational cultures so that they're more aligned with their mission statement and their vision. We want to be able to help you grow your organization. We are, again, a virtual human resource management company, and we love to grow small businesses across the United States, quite a few years here. And so we're looking forward to meeting you. We have our meetup that's coming September 28th. And so you'll hear more about that in Allen Park. We want you to come on down. And come on down and meet other HR professionals and meet us at Offer HR Business Solutions. That's going to be in Allen Park. August is our Progressive Discipline Month. I hope you have been receiving our HR Elephant's Tips, her Progressive Discipline Tips. So we enjoyed having you here with us today. We look forward to having you here again on the 7th, again, between 12:30 and 1:30. And you'll see what our topic for the month of September is going to be. And don't forget, we're starting to get ready for year end. You know, it's coming. Unfortunately, the year is we're on the other side of July now, so we want to we'll look up and we'll see what practices we're doing to prepare our HR for 2018. We got September, October, November, and December. So time is going to be picking up here, and we want to work to get you ready for 2018. Get your HR ready for 2018. If you have some goals for 2017 that you have not achieved, shoot me an email, shoot us an email or chat so we can see what we can do to get those goals reached. You still have time. If you have had plans to improve your employee engagement, let us know. Or that handbook has been updated, or, you know, cut down turnover, high turnover, whatever your challenge is, be sure to hit us up and let us know how we can, and we'll, you know, how we can help you, or let us know what challenge you're confronted with. We want to thank you again for joining us today with All for HR Biz on the air with All for HR Biz. And I want you to check on that our Facebook group. So we'll see what's going on with All for HR and meet other small to mid-sized businesses and hear about their HR issues and share great information. You can reach us online on our website at allforhr.net. You can shoot us an email at allforhr@allforhr.net, or you can follow us on Twitter, allforhr, and our Facebook page is allforhr and Business Solutions. Don't forget also to check out our job board. We have some great positions that we're filling across the United States, and so if you're looking for a position, you're relocating, or you know someone in an area that is someone that is looking for a position, let us know. You can forward us your email, your resume, and then we'll get together and get some questions asked and see if you're a good fit for what our client is looking for. It has been wonderful talking with you and sharing our progressive discipline information with you today. We got a couple more days of our Progressive Discipline Month. So shoot us some emails and let us know what's going on with your Progressive Discipline and how we can update when's the last time your policy was updated. And again, is it yielding the results that you are seeking to get with your organization? It has been a pleasure. And, again, I look forward to seeing everyone, again, on September 7th, 12:30 to 1:30. And I'll remind you again about our Facebook group. So look out for that information. And we have our meetup coming up on the 28th of September, so look out for that information. And look out to see what our topic is going to be for September. That will be coming out to you shortly. And we got a great HR kit that we'll be getting out to everyone shortly. It has been great. I have enjoyed talking with everyone. I will see you on the web. So visit our job board. And remember, business can be a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great HR day, everyone. Bye-bye now.